This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For almost 60 years, Racine's Rotary Club has been throwing a massive post-prom party. It's a place where students can show off their outfits before partying in an alcohol-free environment after their school dances. And this year, after 2 years of rescheduled virtual and mass celebrations, the event felt a little more special. Madeline Fox takes us to prom night.
Family members started gathering in the bleachers at the Racine County Fairgrounds an hour before students from 9 high schools started arriving. Their seats faced a track where students drove by in their motorcade and, past that, a red carpet. The motorcade and red carpet are part of an annual Racine tradition that goes back to 1953. It brings together students from area public and private schools and their cheering families and community members watching it live on public access TV for an after-prom party. This year, it was a taste of joy and normality after 3 years when that's been harder to come by.
Our freshman year is probably the only normal year we've had, so I mean, having our senior year be normal is pretty nice.
That's Alina Gomez, prom queen at Union Grove High School. Alina's mom went to post-prom when she was in high school, too.
My mom showed me her old prom videos, like on the the VHS tapes or whatever they're called?
This year's red carpet had a spot just past a rose-covered archway where students could stop to get their pictures taken. Many had dates, but others came in groups of friends, like Union Grove senior Emily Patterson, who looked everywhere for her dream dress.
We had to go to a lot of different places, but I ended up getting my dress from Windsor. I always end up getting my dresses from Windsor, but I very much wanted a purple dress, so that's where I found mine.
Her friend Grace Moore wore red with elbow-length black gloves.
I also got my dress in Windsor, but it was the last one on the rack, so I had to squeeze into it no matter what. And it was like, I was so lucky I found it because there was nothing else.
And Maddie Good, another friend, went online for her black jumpsuit.
I got mine from good old Amazon, Mr. Jeffrey Bezos. Coming in clutch.
The dresses were a hit with spectators, too. Sandra Evans and her nieces came to watch Sandra's daughter, Janessa, a senior at Case, walk the red carpet.
I think that's great to see all the dresses, you know, and that's very, very pretty.
My favorite dress is Janessa's.
Janessa's?
What is she wearing?
She's wearing
a red dress.
And it has, like, gems on it.
The biggest entrance of the night came from Bennett Wilkes and his date Liliana Kading, who rode in on one of the Wilkes family's tractors while onlookers cheered and crowded to the fence to take photos.
Our family farms like 2 miles from here, so that was one of our tractors. My dad was actually the one that gave me the idea last year when my brother had prom here, so yeah.
The 2020 post-prom was virtual. Last year's was back in person, but students had to wear their masks everywhere but the red carpet. For some parents, this year's post-prom offered a second chance to celebrate their kids. Vivian Augustus was cheering her daughter Asia on from the sidelines. One of her sons was a senior in 2020.
They didn't have one, and that was my son's prom, so they didn't have one. So this is like my first time down here. She's my last one. I had 2 boys, and she's my baby. So this is my last one, so I don't know what I'm going to do with myself now.
The students were having fun. They were catching up with friends, taking photos for Instagram, and dancing to hits, mostly from the early 2010s. Two girls karaoke'd to Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats. But the students could also see they were lucky to get to celebrate together. St. Catherine senior Nevaeh Inocencio Martinez came with her date, Elijah Matthews, in matching iridescent white outfits.
Everybody looking healthy and everybody's able to enjoy this moment together after, you know, the pandemic and stuff. Because, you know, there was 1 year when a class didn't have a, you know, prom. And we're grateful that we did.
This year's graduating seniors can claim 3 of the weirdest, most unprecedented high school years in recent memory. They're going on to jobs and college knowing that it's probably not over yet, and it's even harder than usual to predict what those next years will hold. But they're also finding joy when they can. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.